Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lion.
Garden again. There's no sign of Mr. Marino.
Oh, dear, and he promised to be here at 10:30.
Here, I'll wash the dishes. You drive.
All right, Aggie.
Who's Mr. Marino?
He's a pest exterminator.
Pest exterminator?
Well, there's a bit of wood worm in that old table upstairs.
Well, how do you know this Mr. Marino's any good?
He must be. Mrs. Wainwright recommended him.
She'd recommend anything that wore trousers.
Oh, that's not true. Florrie was in terrible trouble last year, and Mr. Marino did a wonderful job for her.
What kind of trouble was it?
Well, she had death watch beetle in her skirting.
Well, if I were a beetle, that's the last place I'd want to watch.
Ben, why don't you go to the office?
Because it's Saturday.
Now, who can that be?
Maybe it's Mr. Marino.
No, he always comes to the back door. Oh, it's probably that salesman again.
You mean the one who called here 4 times yesterday?
Aye, the one who sells everything from vacuum cleaners to clothes brushes.
Let me handle him, Aggie. Some people never give up. Now, look here, my man. We're very busy, and... Oh, for Pete's sake. Hello, little baby. Who left you on our porch? Now, now. Don't cry, little fellow. Here. Upsy-daisy, up.
Oh, Richard, what's the man selling this time?
Ma, it's a baby.
Well, tell him we don't want any today.
Oh, a baby.
Yes, someone left him on the porch in that basket.
Oh, the poor little thing. Get him here.
Okay.
Richard, hurry up and close the door. I don't want him to catch cold.
Will do.
Just wait until your daddy Ben sees you. Oh, Ben.
Yes, dear?
I've got something to tell you. Oh, yes. Oh, it's a beautiful baby.
Well, what is it you want to tell me, honey?
Who has got the most beautiful chubby cheeks?
Well, thank you.
Pop, look.
Hey, is that a baby?
Well, what does it look like, a giraffe?
Well, what do you know? Hey, he's all right.
Mr. Lyon, it's always going to remind you about your golf game and... Where did that baby come from?
Aggie, I think I better have a little talk with you.
Someone left him outside the door.
We're in the living room, dear.
Hey, let's give Barbara a surprise. Ma, turn your back so she won't see you're holding the baby.
All right.
Mother, I'm afraid I have an awful disappointment for you. That lovely plant I was trying to save for you died.
Mother, don't cry.
Barbara, look. It's a baby.
The girl's got good eyesight.
What a little darling. Who does it belong to?
We don't know. Someone left him.
Wait a minute. There's a wee note pinned to his coatie.
Oh, give it here, Aggie.
Here you are.
What does it say, Pop?
Ben, for heaven's sake, hurry up and read it.
Well, give me a chance to open it. Here it is. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Lyon, Marie is a sweet little girl, but for her good, I must give her up.
How is it signed?
It isn't. It's anonymous. They usually are.
Imagine the mother giving up a little darling like this.
Aye, it's a good thing you can't master Richard's crib. I'll go up and get it.
That's right, Marie. You can have it.
And we're going to buy you some pretty little dresses, too.
Oh, now, wait a minute, honey. We can't keep her.
Well, don't talk silly. You saw what the note said.
But that doesn't make any sense. We'll have to report this baby to the police.
Oh, now don't let him frighten you, darling. Daddy isn't going to do anything.
Oh, yes, Daddy is. He's going to call the police right away.
Ben, I'll do it, dear. You'll be late to your golf game.
So you're right. We're a half an hour late now.
Goodbye, Ma. Bye, Marie.
Goodbye, darling.
We'll be home later for tea.
Fine. I wonder if she's all right. Barbara, will you ask Dr. Harrison to come over?
All right, Mother. Hey, does that mean you're not going to call the police?
What do you think?
I think you're very clever.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, you look a picture sitting there with little Marie in your lap.
Oh, thank you, Aggie.
She said my name. Did you hear it? She said my name.
I know.
Aggie, will you answer that? I don't want to disturb the baby.
I will. Oh, she said my name as clear as a bell.
mouse, and she said...
Hello, Aggie.
How did you know?
Pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Harrison. Come in. Oh,
thank you. Barbara said Mrs. Lyon wanted to see the doctor. He'll be over in just a minute.
Oh, good. She's very anxious for him to see the baby.
The baby?
Aye, it arrived only a few hours ago. Hmm? Hey, come in.
You said the baby just arrived?
Aye. Oh, you've no idea how excited we've been. You'll find Mrs. Lyon and the baby in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Oh, Aggie, is that the doctor?
No, it's Mrs. Harrison.
Oh, come on in, Helen.
Well, I must away and find a wee pillow for the crib.
This is incredible. I had no idea Dee Dee was going to become a mother.
Oh, Helen.
I'm coming, dear.
Helen.
Hello.
Isn't it a darling baby? Oh. Excuse me for not getting up.
Now, Dee Dee, dear, you should be in bed. I mean, at your age, well, you should be in bed.
Well, dear, I can't possibly stay in bed. I've got too much to do for this little angel.
Well, you certainly know how to keep a secret. Why on earth didn't you tell us you were going to have a baby?
Well, how could I? I didn't know myself until it arrived.
Dee Dee, you must have a temperature.
No, I'm fine. I just want to know how the baby is.
Well, I think it looks extraordinarily well. I mean, considering it arrived only a few hours ago, how much did it weigh?
24 pounds.
But that's impossible. However, I must say, it's a fine strapping baby. I must certainly congratulate its father.
I'm afraid you can't. The father wishes to remain anonymous.
What?
The door and opens are going straight in.
Oh, John, thank goodness you've come.
Hello, Doc.
Hello, Bebe. Well, now, what's wrong with you? Oh, I see. You've got a baby.
That's a very shrewd diagnosis, dear.
Well, it's a fine-looking baby. Boy or girl?
Well, naturally. What else could it be? Oh, Doc, I want you to see the baby's diet chart. I wonder who that is.
Now, Bebe, don't get up. Please.
All right.
I'll answer it. I'm coming.
I forgot my key. Oh, hi, Helen. Is your husband here?
Yes, dear. Oh, congratulations, Barbara.
For what?
Your sister.
I haven't got a sister.
Oh, then it's a brother.
Yes, but I don't think I should be congratulated on him.
Oh, how can you say that? I've never seen such rosy cheeks.
Well, he's been playing a lot of golf lately.
Golf?
Yes.
Barbara, dear, Barbara, what's wrong with you? You're talking about him as if he were a man.
I know it's hard to believe, but... He thinks he's a man since he started shaving.
Hello, Barbara.
Oh, hi, Doc.
And you think the chart's all right, huh, Doctor?
Yes, she's old enough to start in solids now.
Good, I'll get some carrots for her right away.
Solids. And your mother said the baby arrived this morning.
It did. It must have been about 10:30, when all of a sudden there it was, dressed in long woolly leggings and a pink sweater.
You know, I think there's something wrong with my ears today.
Can you imagine the mother leaving that poor little thing on the doorstep?
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I'm glad that's straightened out.
Lyon, I put the baby in Master Richard's crib. She's in the den, fast asleep.
Oh, good.
And she timed it perfectly.
I just saw Daddy and Richard drive up.
Oh, he'll hit the ceiling when he hears you didn't phone the police, Mrs. Lyon.
Yes, we'll have to butter him up a little bit.
Oh, hello, Skeeter, my boy.
Hi, Skeeter. Pop, give me your clubs and I'll put them away.
Oh, thanks, son. Well, hello, girls.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, Daddy, darling.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, you look so handsome in your golf togs.
Maybe I should go out and come back in again.
Oh, isn't he funny?
Did you boys have a nice golf game?
Well, Pop went around in far, but I spent most of my time in a sand bunker.
Yes, he didn't need a caddy. He needed a camel. So, you didn't tell the police about the baby.
Who told you?
No one had to. Whenever you laugh at my jokes the way you just did, I know something's wrong.
Well, I'll wait and stop for dinner.
Baby, do you know we could get into a lot of trouble with the law if they knew we had a baby in the house?
Why? We're married.
Now, stop evading the issue. You all know what this means.
Yes, I don't get any milk.
Of course you do. There's plenty in the fridge.
Good, I'm thirsty.
Oh, Richard, don't touch the milk bottles with the blue caps on top. It's certified.
Well, what do you know? Crazy milk.
Ben, stop looking at me like that.
All right. Now, this time I'll phone the police.
Oh, wait a minute, Daddy. Just let Marie stay tonight.
No.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, Mr. Marino's here.
Oh, tell him to come in, Aggie.
Very well.
Daddy, just one night.
The Barbara, I said no. In fact, as soon as I have my tea, I'm going to drive down to the police station.
Buenas tardes, Signora Leone.
Oh, buenas tardes, Signor Marino. ¿Por qué usted no aquí? Todo día no trabajo.
Si mi trabajo arriba, es finito.
Ah.
Ahora.
Ahora?
Si.
Ah, Ben, isn't that a dream?
Oh, yes, I'm practically hysterical. Sounded like a commercial.
He said he's finished his job.
Oh, well, I'm glad about that. Finished, eh?
Yes. Signora Agui, she say I am coming in here. I hope I am not erupting, eh?
Oh, no. No, not at all. Oh, by the way, something I can do for you.
Ah, no, gracias, no. I am here. Someone give you one pretty baby, eh?
You mean little Marie?
Yes.
Well, they didn't exactly give her to us.
Oh, I think you are very kind people. And I want to be like this, too. So I am bringing this little cuddly teddy bear for the beautiful one.
Oh, but Mr. Marino, I hardly know you.
Daddy.
I mean a joke, eh?
You're a very kind man.
Oh, no. Everybody likes to be kind to little babies.
Some men don't.
No?
No, I know a man who asked the police to take them away.
Who is this man, eh? Show me to him, and as the English say, I will give him a punch up the snuff box.
Now, wait a minute.
Ben, take your hand off your snuff box.
Daddy, don't you agree that a certain man, while he's still nameless, should let somebody stay for one night?
All right, but only one night.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, where did you put the feeder mix for the baby?
It's in the fridge.
I knew it. Master Richard drank it by mistake.
Oh, fine.
Say, I don't know what they're putting in that new buttermilk, but it's great.
You drank the baby's dinner.
Oh, no.
Well, it won't hurt you.
I know, but who's going to burp me?
Have you any milk left?
Only one bottle. Oh, I'll go and mix another feed.
Something wrong for a baby, eh?
We'll have to get her some more milk.
Yes, and some things at the chemist, too.
I drive you in my car. I go start.
Oh, gracias. Oh, Ben, look after the baby while we're gone.
I will, honey. Here's your teddy bear, Marie. Now, don't throw him on the floor again. Now, was that nice? I've had to pick that darn bear up a dozen times. All right, this time I'll keep him. Okay. Here's your teddy.
Waggy says the baby's bath water's almost ready.
Good, I'll put it on a log on the fire.
What's the matter with her, Pa?
Oh, she's just a little restless.
I read someplace when a baby cries, it wants a dummy.
Well, she's out of luck. Your mother's not here. Now, sweetheart, if you promise not to cry, Uncle Richard will do something to make you laugh.
And what's Uncle Richard going to do?
Well, if you want to get her to laugh, just make a funny face.
Okay. Marie, watch this. Hey, I haven't made it yet.
Bath.
Oh, thanks, Aggie. Put it near the fire, will you?
Don't forget to test the water before you put it in.
Aggie, I've had babies of my own, two of them. Now, hold up your arms, Marie, while I take your little bestie off.
Of course. Oh, and you'll find the baby's clean clothes in the coffee table.
Oh, thanks, Aggie. Now then, come on, Marie. Off with those little panties.
Pop, do you think this is the sort of stuff for mixed company?
Suppose you start taking some of this in. It'll come in very handy after you're married.
I know it will.
All right, then. Test the bath water.
Well, how do I do it?
You test it with the elbow.
Okay. Come here, Maria.
Not hers, yours.
Sorry. Now, just a minute while I roll my sleeve up. There we are.
Well, how is it?
It's so nice, I don't want to take my elbow out.
That's telling him.
All ready, baby?
Well, here we go, Marie. Now,
into the nice warm water. Richard, hand me the soap. We don't want her to stay in the water too long.
Here's the soap, Pop.
Oh, thanks. You look a little lovelier each day. Now, hold it. Hold it, sweetheart. Here, Richard, put the soap back. I'm going to rinse her off now.
Right. Don't you think we ought to take her out of the water now and dry her?
Yes, I think she's ready to come clean now.
I've got the towel, Pop. I'll dry her. Now, hold still, sweetheart, while Uncle Richard dries you.
For heaven's sakes, give her here, son. You have to rub her gently like this.
Wow. Oh, gosh, I didn't know.
Well, watch me and you'll learn something. See how I'm using the towel? You know, a baby's skin is very delicate. You gently pat the water off. Now then, I take a little talcum powder and sprinkle it here and there. Like that.
Pop, you're a wonderful mother.
Well, don't forget to send me some ties on Mother's Day.
I was only kidding. I really appreciate this training.
So will Angela. Now then, I fold this over like this and put it under here. Then I take a big safety pin and pin it up. There we are, my little safety pin-up girl.
Here, I'll hold her while you get the rest of her clothes on.
All right. Go to Uncle Richie.
Atta girl. I'm going to tell her a story.
Oh, this I've got to hear.
Now listen, Marie. Once upon a time, the big ugly dragon sneaked up behind him and said,
"Obedience!
Quick, get my sword."
Oh, there you are. How's the baby?
She was fine until you came in.
Aunt Flory, what are you all dressed up for?
This is a sterilized overall. You can't take any chances with babies. Now, cover up while I spray the room.
Flory, stop that. There aren't any insects in here.
This isn't an insect gun. It's an atomizer. It kills germs.
Give me that.
What are you going to do, commit suicide?
I said give it to me.
Well, I will if you don't keep quiet.
Look, Aunt Flory, we don't need her.
Who sneezed?
I did, Your Honor.
Then you must go.
Look, I haven't a cold. It's hay fever.
There. Now see what you've done. I'm going to take her upstairs.
Over my dead body.
What a lovely thought.
Senorita.
Oh, gracias. I'll away and make the baby speak.
It was very kind of you to take us in your car.
Oh, no. I am a pleasure. Anytime you and your mama wish to go somewhere, I will be glad to run you over with my car.
Muchísimas gracias.
Hello, honey.
Hello, dear. Where's Marie?
Upstairs with Florence Nightingale.
Okay. What's she do with little baby, eh?
Oh, she's safe, but I have no idea what's happening behind the iron curtain.
I take up little present I buy Maria.
I'll get it.
Good evening, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, good evening, Constable.
I've been led to believe you have an abandoned baby in your home.
Well, as a matter of fact,
Who taught you a thing like that?
Oh, I picked it up on the car radio.
Constable, there is a baby here.
I thought so. Where is it?
Upstairs.
Now then...
Ricardo, what is happening?
Constable, come to take the baby.
No. Senor Constable, you cannot take my baby.
Look, Marino, your baby...
Si. But all the time I am work, so I cannot take care of her. So I leave Maria on your step.
Well, Pop, I guess that makes you her stepfather.
Young man, this is no joking matter. Now, where's the baby's mother?
My wife is dead. Please, you know, deport my baby, eh?
Well, that all depends. Are you an alien?
No. I have been immunized.
You mean naturalized?
Si, senor. Here are my papers.
Oh, thank you. And the baby was born in...
In Shepherd's Blush.
Well, I think that about sums it up, doesn't it, Constable?
Well, I'm afraid not, sir. Anyway, I'll have to report all this to my superior, so good night.
Good night.
I have done the bad thing, eh?
No, but it would have been a lot easier if you had let us in on it.
You say the baby's mother's dead?
She died when Maria is born. I am a widow.
Well, maybe someday you'll find a nice girl and get married again.
Oh, si. I meet one nice girl who work in a shop.
You mean you're in love with somebody?
Oh, she's a very nice woman. But she don't want to get married. She like only dancing a good time.
Oh, doesn't want to be tied down, eh?
No. Excuse me, please. I go to see Maria.
Oh, the poor man.
Then, what did the constable mean when he said he was afraid it wasn't over?
Well, if a baby has no mother, the police can still take it away.
And Mr. Marino, I'd better get married fast.
Oh, baby. Little angel's fast asleep.
Sorry. Would you come in the den a minute?
My little Maria is sleeping with the Skeeters.
Oh, good. Skeeter will take care of her.
Coming, Aunt Florrie?
All right, dear.
Come on, Aggie.
Well, what do you say, Mrs. Wainwright?
Oh, I'd love to marry him.
And he wants to get married, he said.
No, dear. And think of poor little Marie. No baby should be without a mother.
I'm going to have a little talk with Mr. Marino. And if he doesn't propose, I will.
Oh, I hope you succeed. Remember, little Marie's happiness depends on you.
Mr. Marino's in the living room all by himself.
Ooh, well, we mustn't keep the dear boy waiting. Hello, Mr. Marino. All alone, eh?
See, I am.
I just heard about your sad life and your poor little Marie. What a pity she has no mother.
See, I would like very much for this and to have a wife. I have no happy to live alone.
You dear man, I live alone too. And I want you to know I understand.
Understand? Senora, why you stand so close to me, eh?
Because I think there's something personal you wish to ask me.
Oh, si, there is. Esta noche, una tarjeta gran presión, eh? Esta noche.
Oh, what a romantic speech. What does it mean in English?
Please get off my foot.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But perhaps you'd better sit down.
Si. I will sit on the sofa.
And I'll sit next to you. It's cozier, don't you think?
Oh, si. Mucho bueno.
Well, just the two of us. Are you quite comfortable?
Si.
Are you sure there isn't anything I can get you? Such as excited.
Why should I get excited, Mrs. Wainwright?
Call me Flo. You don't have to be formal when you're fond of someone.
No, comprendo.
I mean, I want you to be frank.
You wish me to change my name?
Oh, no. I want you to change mine.
Change your what?
Don't you want to get married?
See, but who told you?
Let's just call it woman's intuition. The point is, you mustn't be timid. Now, when a man has his heart set on someone, he should take the bull by the horns and get married.
But I do not wish to marry a bull.
Oh, that's just an expression, you dear boy. I mean, love, companionship, and Marie are the only things that matter.
Oh, see, you are a wonderful woman. You are understanding. I kiss your hand. Tell me, why such a fine woman as you not married before, eh?
Because I've been saving myself for the right man.
You are a very generous woman to save so much.
Pardon?
Say. You save so much understanding. You change my whole life.
Not little me.
See, I have made up my mind.
Oh, then it's settled.
See. But first, I must go to the chalk.
Oh, how wonderful. Quick, you dear boy. Get there before it closes.
Oh, see, I go. You wait here. I come back. Adios.
Adios, my love.
Flory, what happened?
Yes, tell us.
I'm engaged. Oh, he's got to get the ring. And,
she's fainted. Richard, get some water. Get a crane.
Aunt Florrie, do you feel all right now?
Oh, yes, thank you, dear. It was just the excitement.
Well, take it easy, old girl.
Florrie, I brought Maria down.
Thank you, dear. Hello, Marie, darling. Oh, I wish I could tell you the wonderful news.
Mama.
She knows.
Yes, I told her.
When are you going to get married, Aunt Florrie?
Well, you know, I don't believe in long engagements. I suppose I'd better start saving things to put in my bottom drawer.
I should think you've got too much in there already.
Oh, go and feed your pigeon chest.
Oh, that's probably Mr. Marino.
Oh, yes, with my engagement ring.
Relax, I'll let him in. Oh, come in, Mr. Marino.
know.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Where is Flo?
Here I am, dear boy.
Ah, there is the wonderful woman who has made me so happy.
Manuel, you darling.
I guess we better leave you two alone.
No, no, no. You must all hear. Tomorrow we are to be married.
Oh, you mad, impetuous boy.
Congratulations. Oh, Milica, I am very happy for me. I do like Flo told me. That is why I go to the shop.
To get the ring?
No, no. Remember I tell you about the girl who is working in the shop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go there and ask her to marry me.
What?
See, thanks to Flo, I convince her that love and companionship are better than dancing and the good time. I hope you will all come to the wedding.
You beast!
Oh, I can't understand.
What I do, eh?
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, have you had the sad news?
Yes, this Marino just told us.
No, I mean about the grocer. I've been talking to him in the kitchen. His girlfriend has just jilted him. He's broken-hearted.
The grocer? Who? I must go in the kitchen and give him a nice big order.
Dear old Flory, she never gives up.
With Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Doris Rogers, Molly Rankin, Arthur Lawrence, Ian Sadler, Fred Yule, and Sheila Grant. The incidental music was by Paul Fenelay, who conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block and Phoebe Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.